Good afternoon. High pressure will gradually shift eastward off the southeast New England coast through the course of the day today. So what we are going to see in the meantime is some lower level stratus and mid-level clouds gradually burn off as we work into the afternoon. Those stratus clouds have been most persistent in the Hudson River Valley, the Lake George Glens Falls area, eastern Catskills, mid-Hudson Valley, and northwestern Connecticut. What we are also going to see, we do have a inversion in the upper levels of the atmosphere that needs to be overcome before mostly sunny and sunny conditions can develop this afternoon. We'll continue the trend for partly to mostly sunny conditions into the early evening time with above normal temperatures persisting. Highs this afternoon look to be around 70 to the mid-70s. The mid-Hudson Valley to northwestern Connecticut, perhaps the very southern part of the Berkshires near Connecticut border, may not clear this cloud cover, though, later in the afternoon, and may not completely clear as light south surface low starts to push into place, so highs might be slightly lower in those spots. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, Saturday's weather across the lower 48 states is headlined by a strengthening area of low pressure tracking into the Midwest later in the day today. With this, we could see some potent thunderstorm activity, and we also could see some heavy rainfall with rain rates in excess of 2 inches per hour. An enhanced area for severe weather is in place for parts of the central Gulf Coast, along with a slight risk for excessive rainfall in the same region as issued by the Storm Prediction Center. Strong thunderstorms are also in the forecast as far north as the Great Lakes and extending east to the mid-Atlantic coast through this evening as the storm's cold front marches towards the east coast. The past 24-hour lower 48 state temperature extremes range from a high of 110 at Falcon Lake, Texas, to a low of 3 at Peter Sinks, Utah. For those of you traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, mostly cloudy with a high near 63. In Boston, mostly sunny with a high near 73. And in Buffalo, mostly sunny with a high near 84. Here are the Albany, New York climate normals for the day today. The normal high is 56, while the normal low is 35. The record high of 86 was set back in 1922, while the record low of 21 was set back in 1974. Today's sunrise was at 6:22 a.m. The sun will set at 7:32 p.m. It's a total of 13 hours and 10 minutes of daylight today. It's an additional 2 minutes and 49 seconds of daylight from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. We are going to turn to partly to mostly sunny skies this afternoon because that highs look to reach near the mid-70s for the night tonight. We will stay partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into low 50s and upper 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, we are looking at mostly cloudy skies for this afternoon as highs reach into the upper 60s and low 70s. For the night tonight, we will continue to stay mostly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. We could see some areas of fog develop too as we head into the early morning hours. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, we are looking at a gradual clearing of cloud cover for the rest of the day today as our highs reach near the mid-70s for the night tonight. That cloud cover will increase as we work our way overnight as our overnight lows drop down into the low 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, we are looking mostly sunny this afternoon as our highs reach into the low 70s and upper 60s. For the night tonight, we will be turning partly cloudy as our overnight lows drop down into the low 50s and upper 40s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area east to southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, we are going to be turning mostly sunny this afternoon as our highs reach into the low to near mid-70s. For the night tonight, that cloud cover is going to start to increase once again as our overnight lows look to drop down into the low 50s. A couple spots could potentially drop down into the upper 40s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a low-pressure system finally makes its way into our region and brings the chance for some rain showers with it as well. We'll start out cloudy with the chance for rain showers looking to arrive as we get towards mid to late morning. Highs look to reach near the low to mid 60s for the day tomorrow. Showers stick around into the overnight period on Sunday as well. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Reed Kisselback.